Hello, we're the Airborne Toxic event.
Okay, you see, now you did the opposite. Most people, that's beautiful. Most people go, hi, I'm Bob, I'm Joe, I'm Bill. And then I say, what band are you in? You just decided you were the entire. So we now know the ego factor in this band. You are, Miguel is the band. That's it. What's your name, sir?
My name is Mikkel.
Thank you.
I'm Darren. I play drums.
Ooh, now we're getting the instrumentation factor added. I'm feeling warm and fuzzy now.
I'm Anna. I play strings and stuff.
Strings and yes, I will get there in a second.
I'm Steven.
And you were lost.
I'm what?
You were lost.
Oh, I was lost? Was I?
You were lost.
And now you're found. Wasn't that prolific?
And we have to say also our bass player couldn't be here. His name is Noah Harmon. And we were going to give him a hell yeah.
Yeah. He would say hell yeah.
Like, I'm Noah, I play hell yeah.
Yeah.
Plays the hell yeah. What exactly is, according to your MySpace site, what the hell is ghetto tech? Did you come up with that to really create a genre or to make fun of all the others?
I'm neither really. I think we just were in a mood and we decided that's...
We be ghetto tech.
Yeah, I think we were just in a mood. I don't think we... I don't know if anyone takes those things seriously or not.
But people like me doing their deep, dark research and not knowing... You know, like, what if I didn't know anything about the band and I'm flipping through MySpace and I'm saying to myself, let's see, I'm looking for ghetto tech. And you have to say it that way. You need kind of the Isaac Hayes, they're playing ghetto tech. Ghetto tech.
The ghetto tech is always there, so every time, I think it's taking on meaning now whenever I go to the page, I'm like, wow, ghetto tech. And then you think about it a lot.
Title of your third album.
Yeah, I think so. But you know, you could philosophize on it, I think.
No, we're not going to. But thank you. Thank you for the offer, Stephen. It's really kind of you. So this is obviously a literary band. You named yourself after a famous author.
I didn't actually know about that story until I saw that movie Celebrity by Woody Allen. You know that movie? Some great lines in there. But they referenced it, and I thought, oh, interesting. So I went and I read it in my Norton Anthology I had left over. It's in the Norton Anthology. Have you seen it? Yeah, okay. And it was actually a really beautiful story. And so the song just kind of wrote itself after that.
Now, your bio also, and Mary sent me the bio. Your bio calls you, if you'll excuse the expression, an enormous dark cloud. Is it hard going through life as an enormous dark cloud?
My third grade teacher asked me that same question. That's so funny.
I am an enormous dark cloud.
That's really funny, actually. Darren, you want to address that one?
We have a bio. You can be a band and exist just in Los Angeles, but we wanted more. We wanted to branch out. We wanted to reach out to more people. We went to New York very shortly after becoming a band. We went to England. We had a good time. We have you know, just this need, this urge to get out and bring the message to the people.
We want
to
be in vans together. Yeah. I think that's what it is. And I was telling Darren when we were unloading for this show and just outside on the sidewalk. I said, oh, yeah, we're going to play some music, because we were just like messing around on the way up here, and then kind of we went to a park, and, you know, we had a coffee at a cafe, and it was great. And then
you're like, oh, yeah, we have to play.
Like, no, we really wanted. I was stoked. I was like, man, what are we going to do later? And then it's, oh, wait, we're playing a show. I kind of went through some stuff in my life where it's kind of a downer, actually. And then I wrote a bunch of music, and I suddenly just really, really wanted to play music, and then I spent about a year writing a lot of music and then going through, like, meeting some people. It just didn't quite click for whatever reason with, you know, other drummers or bassists or whatever and guitar players. And then I met Darren, and it was like, the clouds parted. And he was like,
Monty Python.
No, it was
the enormous dark clouds parted.
Enormous dark cloud parted. Well, I met Darren, and then Darren's
the sun in amongst the enormous dark clouds.
Right, here, that's when the sun came in, right, after the year of...
I am Darren, and I am the sun.
So Darren, the son Darren, and the father and the Holy Spirit, Darren, was that blasphemous to say that?
No.
He showed up, and his email was I guess you can say what your whole email is, but... And I was like, oh, man, that's just cool, because there's so many people that, especially, you know, you meet in bands that are, you know, they play, they're like, I want to be a funk drummer. You're like, that's cool, but that's not what I do. At all. So this was fun, but let's hang out some other time. And Darren was just, just made sense. And it was the same way when the whole band came together. For me, I don't want to speak for Anna or Steven or Darren, but just for me, it felt when everyone came together for the first time in a room, it was like, yeah, that's the band. It just was like, that made sense to me. It was like, this is a band, this is a group of people, this makes sense.
I'm seeing you live for the first time tonight, so what do you exactly do with the hood of a 69 Alfa Romeo? Does somebody play that?
It's mostly for show.
You don't play it. You don't like suddenly start as the percussionist. Don't suddenly start headlight.
Well, no. I mean, you know, when there's space in the car to bring the hood around, then I play it. Unfortunately, I won't have it here tonight for you.
I don't know much about Little Tokyo, but I do know that in the UK, Square has released the single, and the guy who runs that's a pretty good one to be associated with, I would say. Not a bad guy to have you release, and I guess this is the first one on that label. So tell me a little bit how that came to be, because that sounds a little lucky to me.
Well, basically, from what I understand, our lovely manager, Mary, kind of did some hustling for us and some moving and shaking, and she... You know, she knew Cern, who's just a great guy who we all really like and who likes great music, and he's just great.
Tell my audience, because I purposely didn't put it in the question, who exactly he is.
Cern Canning is, he runs Square Records. I mean, I guess.
Right, and what's his involvement with other bands?
He also manages a band called Franz Ferdinand.
He's really the kind of guy that doesn't want to be up front. He's like, I think he just wanted to help. He's really just the most genuine guy, and if there's anything, you know, to talk about him publicly, it's just to say that he's just everyone who knows him knows he's just like centered and grounded, has his head screwed on straight. He's just a lovely individual.
What the hell is he doing in rock and roll?
Yeah, right? I know, he's like one of the few people, he's one of the few people that you meet that you're like, wow, that guy just, you know, he talks about, you know, how bands need to really, you know, they're a group of people first, and you have to keep your egos in check, and you have to make sure everyone gets along, and you have to think about these things if you want longevity, and if you want to have a good creative process, and these real nuts and bolts issues he wants everyone to stay focused on, and he's just great with that. And again, I think he'd be mortified if he knew we were talking about it.
Well, and you had this short UK tour, and what I read on the blogs and everything is that you had 1,200 people at the NME event and 30 another night. And it's exactly what you just said. It's always good to kind of have that balance in England so you're not an NME superstar before your time, because you know what can happen there.
Well, I think oddly enough, we sort of felt much more comfortable once we found ourselves like for the Club NME stuff, like those crowds were just massive, and those were some of the biggest shows we'd ever played. And I kind of realized that we just sort of work better on like on a bigger stage with, I don't know, everyone was much more comfortable. I actually was more relaxed. And when we played smaller stages, I didn't realize how much we crammed together. I think that it was really, really not as scary as I thought it was going to be. And it turned out, I mean, I don't know, I feel like we learned a lot about how each other deals with like pressure, and everyone deals with it fine.
Yeah. Can I tell the story about how you had to pee? We're so not like the sex, drugs, and rock and roll kind of band. We're just like this, somewhere between like a traveling family and a traveling circus. Like where we go, it's like you know, Pig Pen and Charlie Brown, where there's just like a big cloud falling. Yeah, it's sort of like that with us. Anyway, so we're there, and our big thing before our huge, you know, Coco show, and we're like looking up at the rafters, and there's all these people, and it's like kind of like, whoa, check this out, this is amazing. And then we usually have a little huddle before we go on, and our whole huddle was Anna going, hey, guys, I got to pee. And us going, Anna, you don't have time to pee. No, really, I got to pee. Can I go pee real quick? We're like, Anna, I don't think you have time to pee. And right then, the curtain went up, and that was the whole huddle. That was what we said before we went out and played our biggest show we've ever played for 1,200 kids in London.
Nice.
And then Noah was one. He's like, Mikhail, I think we have to play. And the curtain was up. There's like all these people. And then we're like, all right, let's do it. Good band meeting. And that was it.
The video for Does This Mean You're Moving On? I'm not sure what I like better, the split screen or the fact that everything is paced to the song. So tell me about Jason Wishnow. You were in his plays in college. Yeah. Is that true? Tell me about those plays.
Oh, man, he had this play called Pheromone Biscotti in college. It was set in a cafe, and then I was just like the singer in the cafe. Like, I mean, I never did any kind of acting or anything, but he would have me come up and just sing songs in between sets, so I'd get up and sing some stupid song. He's extremely creative and extremely meticulous, and he's also really good at getting a group of people to do something. I mean, he has like a group of people that will just pretty much work on anything he works on, because he's just he's really good at motivating people, and also just he's creative, interesting cat, you know, and you want to hang around him. And so we talked, and we were doing this video, and it was like, of course he was going to do the video.
You seen on YouTube your little behind the scenes thing? It's like I'm doing a search last night. So that brings me to how many times did you perform the song in front of the green screen?
Oh man.
Because I know I've heard recently somebody told me their record was like 100 or 150. So.
I don't know how many times we did it, but we did it each individually. So there's 5 members in the band, and it was like several takes of just that, and then there'd be all of us together doing several takes of that. So I mean, it didn't feel tedious in any way. It was really fun. Like he was saying, the guy's really good. He's a good person to work for. It didn't feel like work. It was a lot of fun for us.
No more than 30.
Yeah.
No more than 30 apiece.
I don't know. By the time they did their takes, plus the ones in the apartment, plus the ones on the psych.
We're just on the screen. We're just on the white screen. Yeah.
Oh, just on the green screen. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was.
Not alone.
My favorite was doing the entire song all the way through a bunch of times with 15 people standing around the big white psych, and it's just me shaking my tambourine and dancing through the entire song. Like, many times in a row, just to get the right dance moment.
The whole weekend was, we had to do these ones where we individually were dancing in front of everyone to the song and performing the song because they wanted to be able to cut. It's like a really odd thing. You do these really surreal things, you know, as a band sometimes. And she was doing hers, and she was dressed up in this, you know, that, I don't know if you saw the outfit she was wearing. She's in this like sexy outfit, hitting this tambourine, she's all done up. And I leaned in to Noah and I went, she went to Columbia. I'm like, she went to Columbia, and now she's sitting on hitting a tambourine in front of this camera.
I read you have 100 possible songs for the long player. So maybe you should just put them up one by one on YouTube and MySpace and just keep it as EPs. You know, just do, like, let's see, if you have 100 songs and you put 3 2.5-minute songs per EP, you're good till you die, you know?
That's true.
You don't ever have to do an actual album.
That sounds great. I'd love to do that. I'll do that right now. We have a lot of material. Yeah, it's true. I write a lot of songs, and then of those songs, I probably bring about 30% of them to usually Darren initially, and then Darren and I will work on the beats, and then the ones that we like, we'll then bring to the rest of the band, and then the rest of the band will, everyone just kind of works on the music.
But 99.9% of the people who are seeing you have only heard 3 songs.
Yeah, that's true.
Four,
that's right. There's 4 now.
Yeah, but that's pretty damn amazing when you think about it. That's a lot of confidence in a band.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I hadn't thought about that.
I ran out of questions, so would you please ask each other each one relevant question you want to be asked and then answer it as you'd like to be answered?
Wait, so you want...
So you got to... You're each going to ask each other a question, you know.
We're going to interview each other.
Yeah, because I ran out of good questions. Yeah. It gets to that moment in the interview where I don't have anything more to say, believe it or not. So you know, ask each other a couple of questions. Help me out here.
All right. So my question is for... Should we just go to the right, maybe?
Whatever.
Each one go to the right, just
hey,
to keep it nice and organized?
Oh,
awesome. All right.
Surprise.
So, Darren Taylor, my question for you, my friend, is how did you feel the first time that you sat down behind a drum kit?
Casey. It was magic, Mikkel. Absolute magic. I knew from the very moment.
It was a weird coincidence. I mean, it was literally like I was over at a friend's house on a lunch break during high school, and I sat down on the drums just to mess around, and he was, you know, I wasn't very good, and he just said, well, our drummer's not here, so you're going to be the guy. And then it was kind of like something that just got placed upon me, and then I started to feel it, and it was like, yeah, this is where I need to be. Mikkel, how did you feel the moment I sat down on the drums?
I felt a shift in the universe, I have to say. I felt a presence that the moment that you sat down behind that drum kit.
Here's your money. Here's 20 bucks. Okay, wait.
What do you love most about my stage performance?
I just love how cute you are.
It's your hair. Yeah. I think most importantly, it's your hair. I don't even watch those keyboard and guitar lines that you do, or you listen to your singing. I'm looking at your hair the whole time.
Oh, nice. So you're saying, Dennis, what do we do with the rest of the 40 minutes? What we do is we call it a musical sandwich, and it is 2 of your songs is the bread, and then anything else you want to play by other bands in between. And I am now under moral obligation to find and play exactly, and I take CDs and vinyl and everything else into the studio. I'm under moral obligation to play exactly what you ask me to, because bands make really good DJs.
Happy Hollows. Does everyone agree that one should be a Happy Hollows? Mind with tongue, you think?
No.
Vietnam?
Meteors.
Meteors. What do you guys think about that? Meteors by the Happy Hollows? Okay, and then what's the other one?
Happy who?
The Happy Hollows.
Happy Hollows, H-O-L-L-O-W-S.
That's the
Eucalyptus.
Scene.
Eucalyptus.
Web in front by the Archers of Loaf. Ah! All right. Anything on Hunky Dory, David Bowie? This is what we were talking about in San Diego. We had Darren and I this long.
Is there a track you want? Are you going to let me pick the track?
You can pick the track. All right, you know what? If you want to play the acoustic version of Quickstand, that would that's actually my favorite one on the record. All right, so... All right, and then can I say my number three? Or?
Yeah, no. Yes.
Come on. All right.
You can do a bunch.
Oh, I Found a Reason by the Velvet Underground.
Oh,
and Third Planet by Modest Mouse.
Helicopter, XTC. Drums and Wires album. Fantastic. I had a feeling.
Have you heard The Veil?
I would say Take, Take, Take by the White Stripes. I don't know if actually anybody else would agree with that, but it's one that's popping in my head right now. There's so many. There is a slew of stuff, places I could go.
I'm going to go with some pretty basic ones. Unfair by Pavement. I was going to do White Trash Heroes by Archers of Loaf, but you already got an Archers of Loaf song in there. In the Aeroplane Over the Sea, Neutral Milk Hotel. And... I would do a Pulp song, but I'm gonna give it up for the new Jarvis Cocker solo album, Don't Let Him Waste Your Time.
I don't know if it's released yet, but 40 Days Dream by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
Find it.
I would have to do T-Rex. I don't even know the name of the album. Track one.
Okay, The Cure. The Exploding Boy. It's a B-side, I think, of In Between Days. Fantastic song. That could totally be worthy of Head on the Door.
Oh, I really want you to play this song called Long Walk Home by a band called Radars to the Sky.
Okay.
You could play Moscow by Orange Juice.
I want to say Neil.
You want to play Sex Pistols? Yeah, I love watching Anna do punk. Punk viola. You played in a screamo band before.
I Am the Fly by Wire.